On Fridays, we regularly steal a favored feature from our partners at Slate Magazine Online, Summary Judgment. This is a collection of movie reviews from around the country asking two things. What's new, and is it worth your going to see it? Here's Ben Williams with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Our first movie this week is Jersey Girl, which stars Ben Affleck as a movie publicist who raises a daughter after his wife, played briefly by Jennifer Lopez, dies in childbirth. His new love interest is Liv Tyler.
It's Monday, okay? Sound good? I mean, I was thinking nothing fancy. I was thinking maybe like the diner? Around noon?
No.
Noon it is.
Incredibly strange woman.
The Last Gasp of Bennifer is a weird, private, and terrible concoction, says LA Weekly. Critics gag on Jersey Girl's saccharine plot. Sap practically oozes from the screen, sneers the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is the film equivalent of making goo goo noises, snarls the New York Times. Affleck gets mixed reviews. The Los Angeles Times says he's a transparent actor, but Rolling Stone finds him modest and engaging. Director Kevin Smith is less fortunate. The Dallas Observer complains he used to make fun of movies like this. Now he's just another guy working the assembly line. Next is The Lady Killers, a Coen Brothers remake of the classic Alec Guinness caper comedy. The new version stars Tom Hanks as the head of an incompetent team of criminals.
Marvelous. Oh, these earthen walls are ideal for baffling the higher registers of the lute or sackbut. That is why so much music of the Cinquecento is played in crypts and catacombs. This is ideal. This is perfect. This is more than perfect. I could scarcely contain my glee.
With his goatee, white cape, and florid mannerisms, Tom Hanks looks rather like a dissipated Colonel Sanders in The Lady Killers, according to the LA Times. Critics are relieved to see Hanks step away from his everyman persona for what The Onion calls an unforgettable caricature of Southern gentility turned foul. He's always had a streak of the caustic, reminds Entertainment Weekly, and he lends the movie the full, devious force of his bristly spirit. Hanks aside, however, The Lady Killers is uneven, says the New York Times. There are long stretches where its inventiveness flags and its humor wears thin. Finally, we have Lars von Trier's limited-release Dogville, which takes place on a stage set composed of chalk marks and stars Nicole Kidman as a woman brutalized by a Rocky Mountain community.
Hey, we're looking for somebody.
I am in a position to offer a considerable reward.
But you think we should give sanctuary to a fugitive?
I wasn't trying to fool anyone.
God only knows what that woman is capable of.
Dogville was controversial at Cannes, and critics are still arguing. Premiere calls it a masterpiece. The Village Voice agrees, praising Kidman's remarkable performance, and claiming von Trier has imagined an America that, in its iconography and concerns, seems almost a contribution to American literature. But for naysayers like The New Yorker, the film is an attack on America that takes place in the dead zone of schematic abstraction. As always, von Trier's depiction of women is criticized. The Los Angeles Times says he employs the spectacle of female suffering as the basis for what has become a depressingly cruel and merciless worldview.
Slate's Ben Williams with this week's Summary Judgment.